Hey guys, welcome back. This is Lance from DailyActor.com, and this week I have an interview with WWE superstar Ted DiBiase Jr. I talked with him about his film debut in The Marine 2, doing his own stunts, and the differences between wrestling and acting, which turns out to be not that much. Have a listen.
What's the big similarities between wrestling and acting?
Well, you know, what we do, it's a lot of physical activity, obviously, but it's an entertainment industry, and that's what a lot of people don't really understand. And, you know, we don't consider ourselves a sport any longer. It's sheer entertainment.
Yeah.
So, you know, on TV, I play a character who's cocky and arrogant. I'm considered a bad guy.
A bad guy,
You know, and so doing the movie was actually a nice change and a challenge, but there were a lot of similarities. I mean, it's still your performance.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is, in wrestling, it's more over the top, you know, and you're there in front of a live audience as well as, you know, millions of people watching on TV.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You're performing for the live audience, you know, 360 degrees around you, but also the people on TV, so it's a little bit of both. You get the facials in there, but the over-the-top, you know, punches and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and whereas film, I learned, it's more, you know, right here. It's close, and it's a lot of, less is more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what I learned.
Yeah.
So, it was great, man. It was a lot of fun.
This is obvious. This was your first big role?
Yeah, yeah. First role ever.
Because I looked on IMDb, it was like, okay, this is first.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was the first thing. I started with wrestling in May of 2007, of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've only been doing this a year. And 7 months into my wrestling career on TV, they gave me this opportunity to read the script, and I did. And I remember reading it, and after I was done, they were like, "So how long have you been acting?" I was
about 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes. You know, I just walked through the door.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I had a knack for it.
Yeah.
I just learned as I went. So it was a lot of fun.
So do you think your eventual goal is to transition out of wrestling and then to be a full-time actor? Or?
You know, that's definitely a possibility, and I would never rule that out. I love wrestling because I come from a history of wrestling. My father and my grandfather were wrestlers. Grandmother, too.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
A lot of people don't know that. But I love doing this movie, and I realized that it was something I would look forward to doing. Hopefully more at wrestling, too. But, yeah, if something happens, if I get hurt and I can't wrestle anymore, this is what I'll pursue.
Now, did you do all your own stunts in the movie? Or?
Every one of them.
Really?
The only one I didn't get to do was jumping off the boat as it explodes at the end. I wanted to, but they wouldn't let me. But every fight scene, every punch thrown and getting hit, I did everything.
Yeah, that's
jumping
cool.
off buildings, getting blown up.
Yeah.
Man, it was intense.
I bet it was. That's cool. That's very cool. Now, is there anyone in particular whose career path you want to emulate?
Oh, wow. You know, The Rock,
I
guess.
Hey, I want to emulate his.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, he's done such a great job. He's so successful, and, you know, he's continuing to make movies that are great, you know, people love to go see.
Yeah.
It'd be a hard career path to live up to, but, man, I mean, if I could do half as good as that guy in the movie industry, I'd be very, very grateful.
Which do you like better, being on set as an act, full-time actor or full daily life of a wrestler? I mean, wrestling, you're all over the country, right?
Yeah. It's hard to say, man. I mean, wherever I am, I guess, I'm in that moment.
Yeah.
I love that. Wrestling was my first passion and my first love. Acting is still new to me. I'm still learning, and hopefully I'll have more opportunity, like I said, but when I was on the set, I dug it, you know, every second of it. I love the camaraderie that you build with the crew, and I think I had a little bit different attitude, you know. I didn't like going sitting in the trailer. I like being on set and watching how things work, so I think as long as you're learning and it's still intriguing, you know, that it's something that really excites you, so.
Yeah.
I guess wrestling's my first love, but acting is slowly becoming right there. Right up there. Yeah, just as equal.
Now, did you have any say in the script or anything?
I had a lot of input.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that. That's stupid.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the first script, oh, God, it was terrible. Yeah. So I think we rewrote it. There's no telling how many times.
Yeah.
And every day we were changing things, you know, and making it more realistic. And so it really turned out to be an incredible film.
Yeah.
They did a great job with a little bit of money, you know. So it's straight to DVD, and it's Blu-ray coming December 29th.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah. Anything else coming up that you know?
Movie-wise?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard anything. Right now, we're focused on The Marine 2.
Yeah.
So it's that's pretty much it. My schedule's busy with wrestling.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. So cool, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And there you go. Thanks, Ted, and thank you for listening and for visiting DailyActor.com. I really and truly appreciate it. See you soon.